So, good morning, everybody. Following on from my last podcast episode, if you haven't already listened, please go and check it out. A typical day in my life as a boat salesman. We're doing an interview this morning with Mike Smith. Now, Mike Smith is the Torquay Marina manager, and we actually based, Sunseeker Torquay, our office is based at Torquay Marina. And I thought it'd be really interesting for us just to sit down with Mike, answer a few questions, which we may already have pre-discussed, just to make sure we get all the points covered. But I thought it'd be really interesting for you as listeners just to hear about marinas. It may be that you've walked past a marina whilst on holiday or down on the south coast, whether in the UK or abroad. And if you're not used to boats, you might think, well, how does a marina work? What's it all about? How does it come to being in the boat, being in the marina, et cetera, et cetera. So enough of me. Let me introduce Mike Smith. So Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Great, Tom. Good morning. And good morning to everybody. Hopefully we can give you a bit of education about what a marina is today.
So I thought really what we should do just to kick this off is go back to basics. You know, so what is a marina? Can you explain to everybody what a marina is?
Well, basically, it's a safe and secure place to keep a boat secure to a pontoon berth. They come in all shapes and sizes and can be found around coastal locations and on inland waterways. Berthing fees cost vary depending on the location, the standards, the services at that marina. For example, I'll talk about Torquay Marina today because this is where I am. And we have the following facilities on site. 440 berths, 12 drive-on docks and 53 jet ski pods. We can take boats up to 30 metres and a depth up to 2 metres in the marina with access to all states of tide. We've got storage ashore nearby at Dartside Quay, diesel at our nearby marina at Brixham, laundry facilities, and we've even got boat brokerage with One Marine and Sunseeker Torquay, who offer a great service to our customers. We've got safe, secure parking, provisions, we've got a water sports centre, a beautiful bar, coffee shop, we've got unlimited Wi-Fi, and we've got staff on 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, looking after the boats.
I think that's a really key point there, Mike, because what we find, I mean, we've got experienced boat owners and obviously new boat owners, and one of the things they often say is, what's the security like here? Because they're often buying a 100 or 200 or even a £50,000 boat, £1 million boat, whatever it might be, but it's really good to know that their boat is safe. Like any marina or any location, it's coastal, so we do get storms that pass through occasionally. And you can't be, you know, not everybody lives within driving distance, within 20 minutes of their boat. They might live 2 or 3 hours away. So it's really nice, I think, having the team here at MDL in Torquay that are really good to go and check out the boats, look after them. They've got special ropes, so in the storms they can actually go and tie the boats up, haven't you, with additional lines and fenders and stuff like that.
We have a funny name for them. We call them the rope of shame. We put them on people's boats if their line snaps, for a joke. But yeah, without doubt, we're down there 24/7 and we put extra staff on during the storms, night and day, to make sure everybody's boat's safe and secure. And we do our best to make sure that is the case. No, and any problems, we get in touch with the customer, but we are there for them.
That's good. And I think that's what sets the difference out. I mean, there's lots of different marinas out there, but I think this is what sets, you know, professional, well-run marinas such as MDL marinas apart from the rest. You know, you can have some marinas where they don't have any staff or anything. So on another point, Mike, what is MDL? Who is MDL?
Well, MDL is the biggest marina operator in Europe. The MDL team includes an experienced and professionally qualified specialists in all facets of marine development and marina operations. As well as the UK bases, MDL has offices in France, Italy and Spain, with experienced representatives in each country. During the course of 45 years operating in the marina sector, we developed a complete in-house management and development resource that is not only sufficient but broad in its experience and knowledge.
And that's good. Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, I think MDL, certainly in the UK, there's quite a few, isn't there? And we've got Torquay. Our next nearest one is, I think, it's Plymouth, isn't it?
We've got Plymouth. Yeah, we've got Plymouth. There's 18 actual marines you can go to, plus 3 boat yards. So we're spread all the way across the south coast of England and on the Thames, on the inland waterways.
How long Torquay Marina here now? It's 50 years?
No, 30. I think it's 35 years now.
So yeah, quite a long time. And how long have you worked for MDL? Not that long.
Well, no, not that long. I've been with MDL for 18 years this June, but I've also managed Northney Marina, Dartside Quay, as well as Torquay Marina. Prior to that, I served in the Armed Forces for 22 years, mainly training and coaching soldiers on fitness and teaching adventure training.
Oh, good. So you used to be keeping people in check then, keeping the birth holders in check.
I've had plenty of practice.
Yeah, definitely. And I briefly touched upon it earlier in the start of this podcast where I said, why is Torquay good? Why is Torquay Marina so special? What do you, in your opinion, as the manager here, what's your sales pitch for Marina? Why do you think it's so special here?
Well, in all honesty, I believe Torquay is a fabulous marina, and I'm thoroughly enjoying being the manager at this marina. It's set in a great location, northeast corner of Torbay, and it's sheltered from the prevailing southwesterly winds. So it's a safe haven to keep the boats in all weathers. It's got modern facilities, easy access to superb cruising destinations. I mean, it's a fabulous location to stay at because its location is easy reach of fabulous restaurants, theatres, bowling alleys, leisure facilities, so you couldn't want for more. And obviously it's the Freedom Berthing Net Week, so as a boat owner, you can get out and use your boat. Definitely. We've got Passport of Skulls with 150 European destinations. So for those boat owners, and the bigger boats are more adventurous, they can go cruising, spend 3 weeks cruising around the French coast, the Spanish coastline. It's excellent.
I think the thing to do, as I said yesterday in my podcast, that I think it's really important, if you don't know where Torquay is, whilst you listen to this podcast, if you're driving, don't do it right now. But when you get onto Google and actually Google Torquay Marina and have a look. The other name for Torquay is often people laugh at, as they call it, the English Riviera. But we have palm trees here. We've got some lovely sandy beaches. And in the summer, if we do get those, or when we do get those, couple of nice sunny weeks, it is a lovely place to be. Very safe boating. And again, if you look at where Torquay is, you've got some great cruising grounds from here. You've got Dartmouth, you've got Solcombe, the Channel Islands, Plymouth. Again, loads more podcast ideas there we can talk about as and when the weather gets a bit better. We'll talk about our cruising grounds from here. But I'll try not to digress too much and I'll carry on. But what's going on, Mike, at the moment this year? What's going on here in 2020? What are we going to be getting on with in Torquay?
Well, we've got an action-packed year planned ahead. I'm really looking forward to this year. And soon the customers will start arriving back down on the pontoons. It's been a long winter. We've been really busy getting the marina ready for the winter, for the summer period. We've been pressure washing the pontoons, painting the piles, pile caps, and making sure everything's safe and secure, ready for when they all come back. And they're like an extended family. So when they start appearing again in April in mass, I mean, it's great. And it's like seeing old friends again.
And do you like boating yourself, Mike? Do you like going out in the water yourself?
I don't often get much chance to be, if I'm honest. But yeah, I really do enjoy it. It's great fun. And we have a really busy social events programme here at Torquay. So we kick off in April with a new season party, which will be a sit-down dinner night at the Royal Torbay Yacht Club. We've got a summer ball planned, which we're working with Sunseeker Torquay on that, and Solcombe Gym. We've actually got a rally to Solcombe and Brixham, which I'll be going on. We're going to do a VE Day pontoon party this year, and that should be great fun. We've got the Torbay Air Show, and what a great place to watch the air show from the marina, or going out in your boat on the water. We've got a Marina Training Safety Day, and that's aimed at new members who are new to boating, and we try to give them the confidence to use their boat and teach them the basics, which sometimes are a little bit frightened to ask.
I think that's a really good idea. And we often say it's the $1 million question, isn't it? Why does somebody often decide to go and buy a boat? You know, they've got a bit of spare money around, or they've decided they want to invest into a boat. Where do they start? And that's a question which is very hard to answer, really. We've said before, you know, how can we tempt more people in? And I think Mike and I have had this conversation that going forward, I think the demographics of the marina birth holders will change, and we need to change our sales style and our business accordingly to that, I think, don't we? We need to
think
of ideas about getting people on the boating. And I mean, even Torquay, Mike touched upon it earlier, there's how many jet ski pods have you got here now?
53.
And jet skis are quite a good way to get people out in the water. And a lot of those jet skis are owned by existing berth holders, so they may have a bigger boat, but a lot of them are also owned by local people that don't have a boat, they've just got a jet ski. So they can go and buy a jet ski between probably £5,000 and £15,000 and keep it on the marina for a fee per year. They can go and use it with their family, their friends. They're great for coastal exploration and go down to Solcombe and Dartmouth. And in Torquay, we've actually got a jet ski company that does jet ski safaris. And that's a really good idea. And I have to say, it's incredible how busy he is, isn't it? I mean, last year, it must have been a record year for him. It seems to be an activity that a lot of people want to do. The other big thing we've seen in the last few years is e-paddleboard, isn't it? We've seen a lot more paddleboarding. And what was the Schiller bike as well? Because you got involved with Schiller bikes, didn't you? That was quite an interesting angle.
Well, hopefully we'll be seeing a lot more of the Schiller bikes this summer. There are plans to buy a few more so we can do Schiller bike safaris up and down rivers. So I'm quite excited about that, but I shall know more in the next few weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
But we've actually got a Plymouth boat show coming up this year.
Okay, that's good.
Well, it's going to be the South West Boat Show, based in Plymouth, I say. But it's a great way you can come and look at boats on display there. So if you are interested in getting into boating, they don't all have to be £1 million boats. People have this misconception. There are really affordable boats and starter boats you can get in and see if you enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think Mike's touched on a very key point there, and the spread of the values of boat. And I think that goes back to what we said at the very start. When you're on holiday, when you're in the UK, whether it's or the Med, or America, wherever you might be, and you see these marinas, I think everybody has this perception that they're all multimillionaires, which couldn't be further from the truth, to be honest. That's all right, Mike. We've got a call coming in. Another boat, another berth holder. That's what we like to hear. But it's amazing, like I say, how many, the value, the different spread of the boats that are on the marina. And often they're just hardworking people. And the people we sell boats to and for, quite often they're just hardworking people, aren't they? They're just, you know, really enjoy boating. We need to get more people on the water. That's something we both have an invested interest in. I want to sell the boats and Mike wants to berth them. So that's how our relationship and how we work closely with marinas. So we're very fortunate from that perspective. But we're hoping for a good season weather-wise, aren't we? Because that's the only factor we can't control, isn't it?
No, it isn't. But I mean, even if the weather's not so great, we've got such a great community down here. People all come together, they socialise in each other's boats. We go out doing social events. It's just a family community down there. And as you say, there's all people from all walks of life down there. It's not just the wealthy people down there. We get normal people who've got normal jobs.
Yeah.
With smaller boats, it doesn't matter.
Definitely. I think these, as I always say in all my podcasts, there's so many ideas that spring into my head. You know, how do people buy boats? I think everyone thinks that they go along with a suitcase, not suitcase of money anymore, but they go along and they pay for those boats in cash. Well, no, that's not the case. A lot of these people have got marine mortgages and marine finance. So there's another idea for a future podcast. I'm making a note now, guys. I'm still waiting for feedback from you all with regards to some ideas. But let's keep talking about the marina. I really would urge you, if you haven't done, go and Google Torquay, and especially Google Torquay Marina. Look at our beautiful coastline. Mike and his team here run a really, really smart setup. They've also got a really active Facebook page, so make sure you go and like it. They're beating me in likes for sure, big time. So go and add to their likes and have a look at what they're up to. And if you're down here in the Southwest, it's not that far from London, it's not that far from Birmingham, it's pretty straightforward. Come down, have a look, and let myself and Mike know. We'll happily give you the tour of the marina and show you what it's all about. So we hope you found that really interesting and what marine life's all about. There'll be lots more to come when the weather improves, and we hopefully maybe can get speaking to some berth holders down there that can tell you what it's like from their side, and maybe that would be an interesting angle to put their spin on it. You know, you've got the broker's spin on it, the manager's spin on it, and let's get the customer's spin on it now to see what they think of the marine and what they enjoy and why they're in Torquay, because, you know, they could take their boat from Torquay to lots of other places, but many of them have chosen to be here for year on year, haven't they? I mean, your repeat business level must be quite strong here, really.
Yeah, I get about 90% of my customers renew. And perhaps a good idea, Tom, when we go out across to Brixham in September on the rally, maybe you come on that rally.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then do a podcast on the rally.
Yeah, definitely, that'd be good. And do some interviews with some clients and
people. Absolutely.
And stuff like that. Sounds good. Well, hopefully it'll be a bit warmer then, because it's unfortunately not a great day here today, but I'm going to sign off now. I'd like to say thank you very much for listening. Please, I keep asking for this feedback. I need some feedback. Don't forget to go and check out my Instagram page, which is at Santika Tom. We're also on Facebook with our business. So we're at Santika Torquay. And our group Facebook is Santika London Group. So I'm giving you all these links. I'd like to see some interaction, guys. And thank you very much. Make sure you subscribe. And we'll be back soon.